we're talking about unplugging from work. Perhaps you are making vacation plans. Perhaps you're back from vacation, planning another one. And the question put out at the top of the show is, do you manage to unplug from work when you are not at work? Text just came in at 514-800 from a CJD listener. I just spent 5 days up north at my sister's near Mont-Tremblant. Had no cell service. Eek! That was the expression on this text. But this listener added, very relaxing, I must say. And I must say that I felt the same way when I basically put my cell phone aside for the better part of 5 days while on a family vacation in Cape Cod. So if you are looking for ways to perhaps unplug, and it wasn't easy for me because it just wasn't, but Joel Garfinkel is an executive coach, speaker, and author. And as a matter of fact, he's planning to go on vacation even as we speak. Joins us this afternoon on the show. Joel, thanks for taking the time. Welcome to CJAD.
You're welcome. Looking forward to speaking with you. Yes, I leave on vacation tomorrow.
Oh, so. It's tomorrow. Okay.
It is.
So how does someone like yourself unplug?
Well, the key thing is I set up hiring the right people and delegating effectively, and then pretty much shut everything down and inform all my clients and anyone who's going to be impacted that I'm gone for the next 2 weeks. I'm not checking email, not checking voicemail, not checking my phone, not doing any screens. So I'm done. You can't reach me. I'm not going to be reachable. And I have that boundary because then if I give a little bit of an inch, I'm inclined to then do a little more than that.
Is it important then to set that boundary before you head out of town?
I think it is. I mean, it's not like all of a sudden you decide on it. It's something that can take a few months to prepare for and say, what do I need to set up appropriately with my team I'm interacting with or who's going to be my point of contact, who's going to challenge any issues or that arise, how will that be dealt with? And then for you to plan effectively with your family, whoever you're going on the trip with or yourself, to set this up so that you're successful.
What can you do if you're feeling the need, the temptation, Joel, to check in?
Well, I think the key thing is make sure your vacation is somewhere where you don't get a phone signal. Outsmart yourself.
That can be easier said than done, though.
But I agree. But if you have that temptation, the real important thing ahead of time is recognize that, hey, everything's going to take care of itself. There's no emergencies. If there's an emergency, they would have contacted you. And just recognize you have a habit. And it's difficult to, like, if you can be self-aware enough to say, I have a habit right now to want to check the phone. I'm either bored, I'm either concerned, I'm not being needed. And it's like, no, my purpose of this trip is to slow down and deep compress.
Now, I got a text earlier on in the program from a CJD listener, Harry, who makes an interesting parallel, I guess, about the fact that, you know, years ago you might stay connected through the newspaper, for example, and the technology at the time might have been, you know, the fax, that type of technology, and today you can do it all on a smartphone, or much of it on a smartphone. Does that make it then tougher to step away from it all?
Hey, absolutely, because it's not just stepping away from work to some degree, it's also stepping away from being connected to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's your Facebook or Twitter account or it's learning about the news on the New York Times and staying up to date with everything, it's like we're so consumed with information and knowledge, besides just the commitment to stay connected to work, that it makes it very difficult to actually take time away from the work that you're doing and from taking time away from everything, all the information overload. So it's really important that if you really want to truly recharge your batteries, that I always advise that you try to go cold turkey. You just basically, you don't touch it at all. Because once you start touching it, it's going to be easy to check some email or check some of this. You know, we're too attached to our phones and the information it brings to us that it's very difficult to do this effectively as long as you're still utilizing that smartphone.
Joel Garfinkel is an executive coach, a speaker, and author of 7 books, in fact, including Getting Ahead, 3 Steps to Take Your Career to the Next Level. Joel, you know, people worry that their workplace might suffer without them there, but I'm guessing that usually everybody is at work is okay with you not being there. Is that right?
It is. I mean, it's interesting what ends up happening when you leave is oftentimes there's a fear that you might fall behind and have extra work to do to get caught up when you return, so you're inclined to work while you're on vacation. And there's something to be said about being needed. You like being needed. You like being someone that someone has to rely on you. What always surprises my clients, whether they cut work at 5:30 and don't work in the evenings, or they do it on a vacation and don't work at all, what they find ultimately is they're not as needed as they might think.
Right.
And so that sense of being relied upon is something that they realize, wait a minute, maybe things can get done just fine, and I don't need to respond at 9:30 at night.
You alluded to this earlier, but what are some of the things you can do before you leave work to make sure that your tasks and workload, it's all taken care of before you head on vacation?
Well, I think you really want to realize that you want to focus on family and friends. You know, wherever you're going, if it's by yourself or with family, it's like, hey, I'm here to be with my loved ones, and I really want to be in the moment when I'm with them. So you make time for that, and you focus on that. You also recognize that I'm going to focus on relaxing and slowing down. That's the purpose. And you make it okay. Make it okay to do nothing, to slow down. And then set time limits. If you really have to work and you really have to check email or do something, set a strict time limit. Okay, I'm going to spend only 30 minutes or 15 minutes. I'm going to put the timer on, and that's it. My wife's going to come in, and she's going to take the phone away from me. So, you know, little things like that can make a big difference. I think training your replacements well in advance. And sometimes it's, you know, don't answer the phone. If work calls, resist the urge to pick up the phone. You're on vacation, and you're unlikely going to be missing anything that can't wait.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because just as you mentioned that, I had a text come in at 514-800. What do you do if you have a boss who expects you to be available to him or her while you're on vacation?
So that's a tough one, because that's sometimes expectations that are created inside a company. I think the key thing is you sit down with your boss and say, you know what, I'm burnt out. And I really need this break. I've been working, you know, 60, 70-hour weeks.
Yep.
I've been working hard. I've been working weekends. I've been working evenings. I need this time with my family. I'm going to come back rested, restored. I'm going to have more energy. I'm going to be better to work with in the workplace, easier to get along with. I'm getting burnt out. I need this time to truly recharge. And so I really request that I'm not available during this vacation. And I would think most unreasonable bosses would respect that.
Joel Garfinkel is an executive coach, speaker, author of a number of books, including Getting Ahead, 3 Steps to Take Your Career to the Next Level. And in fact, he's off on vacation tomorrow. Joel, thanks for taking the time, and safe travels.
It's my pleasure.